Yeah, so it's been 1 year since the tragic death of Talia Hakin, 10-year-old Beth Rivka student, who was tragically killed in a terrible car rampage in Melbourne in Bourke Street on January 20, 2017. There was a state memorial service which hundreds of people attended last Tuesday, and everyone paid their respects, including the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, to the six people that were killed and all the people that were injured, and also praised the emergency services and medical volunteers that helped out. And Talia's father, Tony, made a very heartfelt speech at the service. There was a picture of Talia who was relaxing with her dog in her home, and it was just a lovely family shot, and he pointed to it and he said this was Talia just enjoying some of the simple things in life. He said, this little girl could be any of our children. But this little girl, he said, on the last day of her school holidays, didn't make it. She was hit by a car on the footpath on the way to a magic show. Mr. Hakin described the extraordinary and far-reaching support received by the family over the past 12 months. He also paid special tribute to the bravery and resilience of his youngest daughter, Maggie, and his wife, Natalie, who not only suffered serious injuries herself on the day, but also held Talia's hand for 3 days while she was being treated before she passed away.
Yeah, it is very sad. Very sad that, the family, the mother and the two girls were, well, in the wrong place at the wrong time. And six people were killed at this horrible attack in Bourke Street a year ago. And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, a journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, we just celebrated Australia Day a few days ago, and quite a few Jewish people were honoured. Please tell us something about it.
Yeah, I hope all the listeners around celebrating with some barbecues. It's a traditional Aussie Day thing to do. And with it, it looks like there are 28, at least 28 Jewish Australians who have received Australia Day honours. It's a very large number. I think it's definitely larger than in recent years. Out of those 28, the AC, which is one of the most senior honours, was issued to Jeffrey Victor Rosenfeld from Victoria. The AO, which is the second highest one, two Jewish Australians were awarded that. Again, Victorians, David Lawrence Bardas and Jonathan Kalman. Then there were 9 who received an AM and 16 who received an OAM.
That's fantastic, and I'm sure you'll have a full report next week in the Australian Jewish News, and you'll report to us about a few of the people that were honoured on Australia Day. And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, a journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia. And Shane, last week we interviewed Julie Nathan. Julie Nathan is the author of the 2017 Anti-Semitism in Australia report. She reported on anti-Semitic incidents in Australia in the past year. And I'm sad to say that there were more incidents just recently in St. Ives.
Yes, Nitz. On the evening of January the 6th, there were several swastikas spray painted onto several vehicles in St. Ives on Sturt Place. One resident who contacted the AJN described it as extremely disturbing to wake up that day to see red swastikas, and the resident said they suspected the neighbourhood itself was targeted quite deliberately. However, Inspector Ian McCarthy from Kringo Local Area Command said that they're still investigating. They don't believe it was bias related as such, but it was more likely to be a kind of a random attack by young teenagers. So they're urging anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers or Hornsby Police.
It is disturbing to hear about anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic attack any time, but especially after this week when we were marking the Holocaust Remembrance Day on the 27th of January. And this is the day that Auschwitz-Birkenau camp was liberated 73 years ago in 1945. And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia, and we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, I must tell you that when I arrived to Australia that many years ago, in the early 80s, I met a very special lady called Sophie Kaplan. She is the driving force with lots of other young mothers to establish Masada College in the 1960s, well before I came to Australia. Lots of people knew Sophie Kaplan and her husband, Leslie Kaplan. They were community leaders. And I'm sad to say that Sophie, who was a Holocaust survivor, passed away last week.
Yeah, very sad news, Nitsa. She's been described as a precious Holocaust survivor, a living historian and pillar of the community. And as you mentioned, she and her husband, the late Leslie Kaplan, were instrumental in helping to establish Masada College in the 60s. And she did so many other things as well. She was the Australian corresponding member of Avotenu, which was the publication of the International Association of Jewish Genealogical Societies. She then founded the Australian Jewish Genealogical Society and edited their publication, which has a pretty cool name, The Kosher Koala. And she did that for more than 10 years. Also, she, together with Professor Suzanne Rutland, she co-authored a book called With One Voice, which was the history of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And she also served stints as president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry and Jewish Board of Deputies. The list goes on, Nitsa. She was also an active committee member of the Australian Jewish Historical Society. She served as its president from 2004 to 2011. And so many people, especially in Sydney, in the Jewish community, but you know, probably around Australia too, would have heard of what Sophie did for the community.
Shane Dziadnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.